The next item, Mary, that we have to take care of.
Well, that was the last of the ones that
okay,
we that were carried no over, previous. But there's a bunch that have been
right,
handed
I understand.
Out.
So I want to know. I want to know how many we have. We have the resolution on Oaxaca. We have some. What do you have before us, Lavarne?
I have a motion that I had actually had on the agenda since April. In fact, I gave it to you. It's dated April the 22nd. It concerns the annual meeting of the boards and the people who are eligible for the foundation to pay for the expenses to go to the board.
Given the time, would you be willing to move that as a special order, the first item of new business on the August teleconference?
Well, it's dated April the 22nd, so I guess we're not in that much of a hurry, except that it needs to be done.
That's why I said it's a special order.
It needs to be done before you know, right. January.
That's why I said make it a special order at the next
okay.
meeting.
We'll accept okay. that.
Is there any objection to making a special rule of order that the first item of new business on the August 24th teleconference will be that resolution?
Okay, I don't know what the I have a notice of a related motion though, so
we'll deal with that in just a sec.
Well, can we wait until we hear if mine?
If it's related and
if it's
or
related,
if it's an opposition, it will be.
Which one might be a priority? Which one may want to be taken first? After you hear just
okay,
my notice.
Okay, go ahead. What's your notice?
Okay, my notice is to resurrect a previous motion to hold three in-person PMB meetings rather than four.
Okay. All right. It doesn't need a second. She's giving notice. She's just giving notice that she's bringing it.
I'm just giving notice. That's
so we're making a special rule of order that LaVarne Williams' motion dated April 22nd, 2007 will be the first item of new business on the August 24th teleconference.
And
it has to do with the annual meeting.
And only directors being eligible to not been eligible to attend and their expenses being paid by the foundation.
This little cut piece of paper.
I would like to make a point of information in reference to Lydia's motion.
It's just been noticed.
It's a notice.
I don't think it's appropriate to notice it because it's a bylaws amendment. It's not a motion.
No, it's not a bylaws amendment.
And it was defeated previously.
I'm going to accept the notice and we'll resolve that question between now and then.
We still have this other finance motion here.
Which other finance motion?
This is in fixed space type. She just handed it out. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation's mission includes the following radio broadcasting operations: to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. Whereas listener revenue has declined and remained at the same level over the last few years. Whereas unpaid staff programming generates a large portion of the listener support revenue and varies by station, be it resolved that the budget for each station must include line items for funding unpaid staff programming that includes not only expenses for supplies, travel, and equipment, but production assistance, including editing for distribution and uploads to AudioPort, resulting in the excellent programming ranging from music to news to public affairs.
Okay, that's an item of new business that was just put before us. We have two other items of new business that precede it. One is the Oaxaca resolution, and the other is the resolution on the Senate bill regarding low-power FM.
I'm sorry, but there is the whole group of motions that I actually had sent out by email and that for to the PNB and to the Operations Collective on the motions that were passed by KPFA. And might I just say that there's one motion that I would like the board to attend to today, and the other motions I would say now that I'd like to refer them to finance.
But the
motion on the support for labor lockout in Alameda County, I would like the board to hear that today.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
We're going to start with the Oaxaca resolution. We're going to go to the labor lockout resolution. We're going to go after that to the Senate bill resolution. And what else is there? I think that covers it. Okay, Margaret?
Mumia?
Mumia?
Oh.
Mumia?
Yeah.
Well, that is a resolution that we already
passed. We passed the resolution on Mamiya already. It's just the national show. Okay, on Oaxaca, I did pass out copies to everybody. Should I just read it for the record quickly?
Go ahead. Read quickly.
All right. It says resolution in support of community Trustees in Oaxaca from Pacifica National Board. Whereas Ulysses Ruiz Ortiz is accused of being responsible for human rights abuses against a mainly indigenous population, against teachers on strike, and against anyone who speaks out against this repression. Whereas Amnesty International in 2005, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights in October 2006, and the International Civil Commission for Human Rights Observation in December 2006 have reported extensive and systematic human rights violations, including assassinations, torture, rapes of women and men, and arbitrary detention in Oaxaca State, whereas Mexico's Supreme Court 2007 ordered an investigation into Ulysses Ruiz human rights abuses, whereas 1.5 million people of a population of under 4 million have marched to ask for the removal and prosecution of Ulysses Ruiz and in support of the teachers' demands for food, shoes, and school supplies for pupils and higher wages, whereas in August 2006, women occupied the public TV and radio stations to broadcast news of their involvement in the struggle of the Oaxaca people as well as the repression they were being subjected to, whereas radio occupations by the community have been central to the protection of population from police and paramilitary assassinations, whereas more than 60 people have been murdered by police and paramilitaries, including U.S. indie media cameraman Brad Will in October 2006, and more recently on July 16, 2007, during the traditional harvest festival, a minimum, and that's a new addition by Chandra, a minimum of 50 people have been disappeared, many more are still in jail, and over 500 activists are being hounded with arrest warrants. We're coming to a conclusion here. Whereas 32 members of the UK Parliament have signed an early day motion, 1828 human rights situation in Oaxaca, Mexico, to press for investigations into human rights abuses to be carried out and for the protection of those who have been brought human rights violations to public attention, in particular Jacqueline Lopez Almazan, Leah Centeno, Alejandro Cruz Lopez, Samuel Hernandez Morales, and Ulysses Reynosa Guerrero. Whereas APPO, which is the Popular Assembly of the Peoples of Oaxaca, a broad-based coalition of human rights and grassroots networks and organizations, is holding a public trial to protest repression in Oaxaca on August 3rd and 4th, 2006. In the Zalico of Mexico City, whereas APPO has called for international support for their trial, therefore be it resolved that the National Board of Pacifica Radio will send this resolution to the public trial on human rights abuses in Oaxaca on August 3rd and 4th in a show of support and encourage all Pacifica stations and affiliates to educate its listeners about the trial and its outcomes and APPO's ongoing campaign for justice. That's it.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, can you restate the motion, Mary?
There's one point
of
information.
Pardon me? You asked me to do
it. I would like to strike the date about the disappeared because there are people still disappeared from October of 06. So I would
motion
like to strike.
Amend by striking the date October. What is it?
July 16th, 2007.
Which whereas is that?
And more recently. And saying that more than 50 people have...
Is there a second? Is there a second to the amendment?
Well, can I just
no.
say...
No, is there... No, you can't. Is there an amendment to the second?
I second.
Okay, now you can just say. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, the problem is I'm wondering if we could resolve this issue in another way, because what happened on July 16th was really very, very major at that traditional harvest festival of indigenous people. And indeed, on that day, a minimum of 50 people have disappeared. So maybe if we could say something like 50 people, a minimum of 50 people have disappeared and many others, you know, from an earlier date or some such way of dealing with it, you know, that would really help. Would that be okay?
As long as it accounts for those that are still disappeared from over a year ago.
Folks, we cannot. You know, I want to point out, when we have political motions like this, one of the problems is that we have no check on any of the factual content. We are relying on our board members, and that's fine. But we have to resolve some way to not use board time of this many of us together to have debates about particular language.
That's fine.
Don't know what to do. So what is the pressure of the board? Are you making an additional amendment, Margaret?
15 more.
Could we say, additional people would resolve it, right? Because that's what you're saying.
It doesn't really say what Chandra's saying. I think it's self-explanatory. It doesn't preclude previous disappearances.
FSRN has
I call the question.
All pending questions.
It's okay. Whatever is the quickest way to resolve it.
The quickest way to resolve it is for us to vote the amendment and see what the will of the body is.
Okay.
All those in favor of the amendment to strike the date from Chandra, please raise your hand.
Strike the date? Is that
strike
the only
date
change?
Of July 2007.
Okay, all those opposed to striking the date, July 16, 2007.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ray, are you raising your hand? 4, 5, 6, 7.
The amendment fails.
8, 9.
The amendment fails. All those in favor. No, the debate has been closed. Actually, no, it hasn't because we didn't vote it. Is there. Yes, Wendy, what is it?
I'm just wondering if we can, in the last sentence, that we're encouraging all Pacifica stations and affiliates to educate listeners. Can we strike affiliates?
I'm going to turn over the chair. I'll be back.
Mr. Chair.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's easy.
Fine.
I mean, okay,
that's fine. Thank you. Just a second. Where are we?
Could you still support the motion?
Just one second.
Just
a second. Hold it. Hold everybody. Just hold it. Wendy, what was... Just one second. Wendy, what was your...
It's important to the
indigenous people. Okay. Is there any objection to adopting that? If none, we adopt it.
I move to call the question.
Okay. The question has been called on this. Any objections?
Let's just vote instead.
Yes. Well, if there's no objection, that's
no objection to... Is there any objection to calling the question? None. The debate is closed. And then we go to the motion. Any objection to the motion as expressed by Margaret?
No objection.
No objection. The motion is adopted.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead, Levon.
We want to move to the Alameda County Garbage Workers Lockout. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. May I continue? This
Please,
is Warren Williams.
Yeah.
The motion as written is that resolve, the motion from the KPFA LSB was that resolve that the KPFA LSB local station board calls for an end to the lockout of Alameda County, California members of Local 70 of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters and for good faith negotiations with Local 70, and further that there be no retaliation against members of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and International Machinist Union. And so the motion for the Pacifica Foundation is resolved that the Pacifica Foundation supports the KPFA LSB resolution that calls for an end to the lockout of Alameda County, California members of Local 70 of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters and for good faith negotiations with Local 70, and further that there be no retaliation against members of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and International Machinist Union.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Is there need for debate? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing no objection, it's adopted.
Thank you.
What's next?
We have a half an hour yet.
Hang on. We don't have half an hour. Do we have any other new business before us before I recognize members from the floor?
The noticed motion.
That's right. The Senate bill thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
Go ahead.
Right.
The Pacifica Foundation supports the Local Community Radio Act of 2007. It's House Bill 2802 and Senate Bill 1675, introduced by Senators John McCain, it's hard to say that, and Maria Cantwell, and Congressman Doyle and Congressman Terry, to expand low-power FM radio. Pacifica encourages everyone to contact their senators to co-sponsor this bill to help provide access for people to more local media to support workers, families, and communities across the country. And there's several websites that reference the actual text of those bills.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Second.
Is there any need for debate?
I guess I have an answer.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I don't know. Maybe this could be put as a friendly amendment or something, but it
we
seems like there
you.
Should be.
We can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe this could be a friendly
you
amendment, but
mic.
It seems like
we
there should
still
be.
Can't hear you.
Pull the mic closer to your mouth.
I don't really need a mic.
Yes,
but
you do.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
We don't have that kind of
I'm joking. I was saying that I think with this, because I don't see it, I think maybe there should be something saying that, you know, encouraging the stations and maybe putting it on the website or something. Just a friendly suggestion.
Okay, right. That language is missing, although the executive director has agreed to issue it as a letter. So you're right. It didn't direct how this notice would go out, except to say that, you know, everyone would contact their senators. I appreciate the director's close observation that there's actually no outlet for this. What this would do is, after this window of full power station licensing in October, which could be delayed a few months, this would be the only other opportunity in the FM radio world for communities to get new stations in the future. And what this bill would do is overturn the FCC's restriction on the third adjacent channel, and it would open up many more possibilities for licensing, including this time in some of the major metropolitan areas.
Thank you. May we just by comment, may we by agreement recognize that we'll ask our executive director to promulgate this?
Well, wait a minute. I have another.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. I always have 501c3 concerns because we're not supposed to be, we have a very, very minuscule amount of time that we can lobby for legislation, which is why on our airwaves we always invite other people. Yes, we do. I know. As a 501c3, you are precluded from lobbying. There's a very small percentage. That's all. And it's very specific. So
okay, well,
my only
I can
concern.
Answer that. Is that this does not directly benefit the licensee? This doesn't benefit Pacifica, so therefore it is allowable to broadcast.
Okay. Well, I think that's an inaccurate interpretation, but I'll
it's
just
only
abstain
legislation
from the vote,
that,
but I do
okay,
want a roll
folks,
call vote.
Let's keep it together, and Dennis, please, if any members need to speak, please do it outside. Okay, so I'm going to assume that we've agreed that we know that our executive director will take steps to promote the resolution. Is there any objection to the resolution? Seeing none, it's adopted. Okay. AC, you had an item of new business, or Bob?
Yeah. Well, the question, I'm sorry, the question that I wanted to pose prior to a motion was that we've been talking about how to save money and what conditions are we under. Is there any reason why we need to have a meeting on in March of next year? I think that may have been what Lydia mentioned.
We're going to deal with that at our next meeting. It's part of it's been noticed. We're going
to
deal with that at our next meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Now, no. Bob, do you have anything?
Just a question for the chair of the Finance Committee about a motion that was
go
mentioned
ahead.
Earlier. LaVarne's not here.
Okay. We're going to hold off.
Sorry.
Okay. Moved.
Didn't see you. We were given motions for future consideration by the PNB about PNB meetings. Is that going to come back to us? It seems like it's very timely, so can that come back at the August teleconference? Yeah, I'm looking at the document you handed out. PNB meeting expenses, CFO to report on expenditures, work to reduce annual meeting costs by 10%. When is that going to be brought forward for us to vote on?
What are we on?
Well, did we pass this without objection or not?
Yes.
Okay,
we did.
Fine.
Okay, folks, we need to return to executive session now. We have to complete our CFO evaluation. Yes,
can
Lisa?
Can I just
we can take a 5-minute break?
There's no such thing, but what,
this
Lisa?
This is just a comment or a suggestion that I'd sort of like to just throw out. I don't know if it will be out of order, but just something to think about.
Ask the people behind you to please speak more softly because they're interfering with our ability to hear you.
This is just something for us to think about in terms of a future in-person PNB meetings, but I think that maybe we should change the format at least a little bit when it comes to the public so that we can have more interaction with them. Maybe we can take more time to do it in the form of a town hall meeting or a committee of the whole, but just some kind of, I think, a little bit more outreach. in terms of the public and even, inviting maybe more of the producers, but just something a little bit more than just them coming and speaking and us sitting here. So I'm just
if you could put the request in an email to the coordinating committee that's responsible for planning these meetings, that would help. Michael.
Another quick point about to the coordinating committee. I would like some alternative lodging set up so that
use a microphone.
I would like some alternative lodging set up so that those of us who would like to save the foundation money by not renting $200 a night hotels can do that, please.
Yeah.
That's not asking too much.
Yes. Okay.
Greg,
I second that.
Okay, we understand the coordinating committee will work on that. Greg, before we adjourn public session, were you here because you wanted to say something? Okay, I now entertain a motion to adjourn the public session.
I move to adjourn the public.
I'd like to make a motion.
Wait.
It's not 3 o'clock yet. Why are we adjourning? I'd like to make a motion.
I have made a motion to adjourn the public session.
Okay.
And it's been one quick motion.
Would you withdraw the motion to adjourn just so we can hear the member's motion?
Provided it's no more than 1 minute. We have to finish here.
I have a motion. That's
1 minute, yeah.
We have no,
okay.
We can't
go
take
ahead.
One okay, I've discussed what I'm about to say with the individual. They felt that it might maybe heat things up, but I feel that this is an important issue based on what we heard yesterday. My motion would say that whereas there is testimony by the PD of KPFK, a direct testimony by, or some similar language by this PD, that a note was placed under his door asking him to quit and take his Mexicans with him, whereas Pacific Islands' ability to provide a safe and dignified environment for its employees, whereas this statement is in direct contradiction with our bylaws, that we call on the executive director to investigate these actions and together with the advice of the council to provide proper recommendation to the board.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'd like to yield the chair.
So go ahead, Dan.
If true, this sounds like classic COINTELPRO type tactics, and I think we should not be overly reactive in the sense of attributing, for example, to all those opponents of these things. I understand it doesn't, but I'm saying I am concerned about this as a type of COINTELPRO type tactic. I'm not certain what the ED can do. I'm perfectly happy to vote in favor and ask him to do so, but I just want to warn the whole board, this is the kind of thing that they do.
All right.
Call the question.
All right, the question.
What do we expect him to find out?
Well, the motion calls for him to investigate. I'm assuming there's a physical evidence.
Okay, the question has been called.
This is unacceptable for me.
The question has been called.
Let Evelyn go.
Okay. I take back calling of the question.
Point of information.
I rescind my calling of the question. Some people want to comment.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right, fine. Go ahead, Evelyn.
It doesn't matter what it might be. Which one?
Both.
It doesn't matter what this might be. We are to provide a safe, comfortable haven for people to work in. We can't do it. And as a board, we have a responsibility to the people who work for Pacifica. And if that was done at KPFT, I would hope that we would step up to the mark and investigate it and find out as much as we could about it. And I won't sit here on this board and not support looking into this and doing whatever we need to do to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Because if you ignore it, it escalates. And if you don't put some energy into it, and anybody can sit here and say, you know, what's the big deal? The big deal is that he brought it to our attention, and we have to address it. That's the big deal.
Okay, Margaret?
Yeah, and just to underscore what Evelyn said, listen, even if the ED is not able to take action, listen, this is Klan-type activity going on within KPFK. At least people are put on notice that the Pacifica National Board is taking this seriously and looking into it, and they better think twice about running around our station with this kind of Ku Klux Klan over racism.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'm moved to call the question.
Just after him.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Rip.
Yes. There's a motion, Ray, that you've made about this, right? I have a substitute motion that this be referred to the committee to investigate racism and sexism. That's why we established this committee at Pacific.
No, we did only board
our own.
Can I address this question?
We only do board, not staff.
Okay. So did you, Mary?
You had the answer?
I move to call the question. It's now 19 minutes of three. We have got to, we're all in agreement. Let us vote.
Question has been called. Question has been called.
Yes. Rip, did you hear the answer to that? This committee only addresses board relations.
Right. That committee only addresses board.
Okay. The question is called. Is there any objection to closing debate? None. Is there any objection to adopting this motion? None. The motion is adopted.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
A point of either information or personal. Ray, I need your language. I wasn't. You,
I thought I did pretty well.
You might have, but I need your language.
That's all right.
We need the motions in writing, and it's. I'm not going to have time to do it.
Is there
it,
a motion so to adjourn?
Yeah, I move to adjourn.
Okay, we're moving to adjourn to executive session. We thank the folks who've come to observe. We're closing the meeting. And if you could leave the room so we can complete our CFO evaluation and other items for executive session, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank KPFK. Thank KPFK.